what would Socrates say about today's issues? Reading about philosophy might not be something we'd usually do in our spare time, especially with strong competition from movies, video games, and sports. For college students and the college-bound, this subject may seem Greek. In this case, it is. The Greek philosopher Socrates is the subject of prolific author Peter Kreeft's latest book, What Would Socrates Say? An Introduction to Philosophy by the Socratic Method. Kreeft is a professor of philosophy at Boston College who has written over 86 books on a variety of subjects, including theology, philosophy, logic, the culture wars, and surfing. A previous Epic booklist recommended his Christianity for Modern Pagans, Pascal's Pensées. Here, Kreeft analyzes mathematician and philosopher Blaise Pascal's writings in defense of the Christian faith in the face of a very secular world. A different approach. Kreeft's most recent philosophy book uses a unique approach to the Socratic method. In his preface, he explains that the book is a culmination of 60 years of teaching philosophy to students of all intellectual levels, has taught students identify with. These students are represented by one of two main characters. He named this character Nat Wilk. Nat engages in a discussion with the other main character, the great philosopher Socrates, a poor imitation of the real Socrates. In presenting the Socratic method via a fictitious dialogue between the philosopher and his student, Kreeft demonstrates that this method is more engaging than a text-heavy monologue found in most textbooks and university professors' lectures. Readers understand the method inductively. That is, as they follow the dialogues, they see for themselves the common principles, both theoretical and practical. They get to see the method in action and draw their own conclusions. But before readers get to the dialogues, they have to read more than 30 pages of front matter, where the basic principles of philosophy, logic, and the Socratic method are presented in three separate introductions. After all, before one can philosophize, one needs to know what philosophy is. In this case, Kreeft also does a good job of explaining what philosophy is not. One of the introductions covers philosophy's effect on individuals and groups. Differing philosophies have started wars among nations, and a couple's philosophies on marriage can keep them together or lead to their separation. Political ideologies and affiliations have torn families apart. We've seen these in the past century, in recent history, and, for some of us, close to home. With this in mind, a special section in the book, called How to Use the Socratic Method with Difficult People, may interest readers. Kreeft reminds readers that the aim of arguing is not personal victory, but truth. Much like a scientific experiment, a Socratic argument demands logical consistency, and in asking and answering questions, it allows a process of thinking to help hone students' skills in discourse. After the introductions, readers are treated to 16 dialogues on different topics, which Nat and Socrates act out. The topics move from the abstract to the concrete. The characters' discussion topics include the afterlife, the meaning of real, war and pacifism, and conserving the old versus progressing to the new. Kreeft doesn't veer from hot-button topics such as abortion, sexual morality, and the purpose of education. The topics aren't just relevant, the dialogues reflect what it's like to have a productive dialogue about them, without wanting to tear the other person's hair out. Target audience. Kreeft makes it clear that this book is for beginners. But that's not to say that it's watered down or simplistic. The book is also geared toward, but not limited to, today's youth, who Nat represents. Socrates and Nat engage in back-and-forth questions, possible answers, and more questions, drawing readers into the Socratic method. The goal is to see both sides of an issue before forming a tentative conclusion. In Kreeft's introduction to philosophy, the author's witty commentaries, comparative analogies, bemusing ponderings, and even corny jokes make the subject accessible and even enjoyable. Each chapter ends with additional questions that readers may use in a study group or in a personal essay, truly involving the readers as active participants in the process. Anybody, ordinary people, can learn about philosophy and learn to engage in Socratic dialogue. As readers learn about inductive and deductive reasoning, Kreeft hopes that his book attracts those who want to continue to learn. The love of wisdom and having the will to know can be nourished and bear fruit, helping humans actualize their potential as a testament to their creator. What would Socrates say? An Introduction to Philosophy by the Socratic Method. By Peter Kreeft. Ignatius Press, August 15, 2024. Hardcover, 352 pages. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.